Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're juggling work, life, and receivers who can't catch a cold. We get it. And we got you. New York Sports. No filter. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
You can feel it in the streets on a day like this day. It feels like summer.
Oh, feels like summer. Well, if you have the heat on in the car while you're driving, it feels like summer. But that's okay. Nothing's going to stop us now. As we are here, Memorial Day weekend is upon us. The kickoff the summer party is an hour away, live from Belmar, New Jersey, down at DJ's, the annual tradition here on The Fan. Looking forward to listening to it on my way home. And if you're driving in now, getting ready for it, give me a call. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. 888-808-1019, because we got a lot to talk about. A little bit of baseball, a little bit of Juan Soto. You know, we're actually contractually obligated to mention Soto at least 2-3 times an hour. So I think I've met my quota, but it's only 5:07. We got plenty of time for that. But tonight, New York Knicks basketball trying to bounce back off of what was a devastating gut punch of a loss, what could have been an amazing win considering how the game was played. I thought, you know, in a game where the Pacers played the game they kind of want to play, and it was really a fast-paced game, a lot of shots went up, and the Knicks still outplayed them. The Knicks still built a lead with Brunson on the bench. The Knicks still did everything they needed to do to be the better team in that game, and it's hard to do that. It's hard to play the game the Pacers want to play and still be better than them, and it would have been a big-time win. Yeah, I know what a gut punch of a loss, but it's partially that because of what a good win it would have been. Because now the Knicks have to be the better team 5 times out of 7. It's hard enough to be the better team in the game 4 times out of 7. Now they got to do it 5 times out of 7. Now they got to find a way to get off the deck like they've done every single time. And yeah, this one's a little different. As much as I trust them and I say I trust them and I expect them to bounce back, they have bounced back off of poor efforts. They have bounced back after not being able to meet the intensity of the other team that was more desperate. You know, they get blown out in game three, they bounce back in four. They blow out and they get blown out in game five, they bounce back in game six. Even in game, miserable game, miserable first half in games one and two against the Celtics, bounce back in the second half to come from behind 20 points. This is a little bit of a different bounce back, only because they did give a good effort. Other than the last 2 minutes of the game, and you can argue a million things went against them, and that you know, confluence of events is not going to happen again, but just this crazy random nature to it, as well as mistakes, as well as the Pacers doing everything right. Like, they blew it in the last 2.5 minutes of the game, but for 46 minutes of the game, they were clearly the better team. It's hard to do that. And this isn't coming off a lackluster effort. This is coming off a good effort. Now they got to give up two good efforts in a row. And I'm not saying that's beyond them or that's something they can't do. It certainly is something they can do. But they're going to have to, and it is different than the other bounce backs we've seen. So this is a unique bounce back and a unique spot for them to try and get off the deck after blowing what seemed like an insurmountable lead with 2.5 minutes left. And we'll see how they handle it tonight. I do trust them. I do expect a great game. And they better, because as much as it's not technically a must-win, it is a very hard series to envision them winning if they go down 2-0 both games at MSG to head to Indiana to try and save their lives in a game number three on Sunday night. 888-808-1019. But let's talk about it. What do you say? Give me a call here in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm not used to being on at 5 o'clock. It's nice. How are you? It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? That's the song we should have played. Alex on the other side had a song already picked out, and it was good. But how did I not play 5 o'clock somewhere? An idiot. Richie in Queens. What's up, Richie?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. Real quick before I get to the next. The Soto thing, I could care less. As a Yankee fan at this point, and I'm not, you know, I'm a Giant fan, but I appreciate what they're doing. And you know what? The Bellinger's been coming around, obviously.
More than
you've
coming
got
around.
Goldschmidt's been terrific. And obviously getting freed, probably wouldn't have got that if he signed Soto.
No, definitely wouldn't have.
Who cares? Who cares about it at that point? And you know what I'm impressed with? Is Rodon starting to look like he did with my team three years ago. He's being dominant, and Warren looks like he's got a lot of talent.
Yeah. And no, the pitching is really the main difference. The top of the rotation's excellent, the back end of the bullpen's excellent, and that bottom of the rotation where Warren looked like he wasn't ready for the big leagues and Cookie Carrasco was terrible, Ryan Yarbrough and this new Will Warren have really sealed up that real weakness for the team. And now you look at it, it's tough to find a really strong weakness that would really hurt them or put them in a bad stretch. I feel like they've got a little bit of everything. And with Max Fried and Carlos Rodon at the top and Will Warren pitching like he's pitching, and the way the offense is young, athletic, deep, long, bench, just feels like it's tough
like
to see.
I told you the other day, I like his style, I like his moxie. I think he's going to be a decent player to get to hit the home run.
Yeah.
Dominguez,
yes.
Yes, and you talk about Boone. You know, yes, he at times does it. You can't do the egregious things that he did in the World Series with the situation with Cortez and not using
Tim Hill.
Weaver at the end of the game. Those are the things that stick with you. With the Knicks, Chris, I know it's one game, but it was an egregious one game.
Yeah,
I got a bad feeling, Chris, and I've always been. I always say it's one game, but one game in a 7-game series where they're that equal to give up a game like that. And I understand that everything had to go Indiana's way, but the fact is, you have that game at home, it changes the whole series. It changes everything about it. Hey, you could be two up, you could go into Indiana, maybe have a little bit of a bad game, and now like every game is going to be so important. And this is where I think the coaching, where Carlisle, I think, is a much better coach than Tibbs, is going to be an issue. That last play, that last inbounds play, that was mind-boggling.
That's the one that bothers me about Tibbs. That's the one that really bothers me about Tibbs, Richie, and thank you for the call. I don't understand how you don't have someone on the inbounder. I don't understand how you don't want to make that play tougher. I don't even if they didn't foul when you told them to. I don't understand not making that. You just had three of the more difficult inbounds you could ever have, and almost turned over two of them. Like, Brunson gets trapped in the corner, tries to hit it off the defender's leg and out of bounds. Instead, he just misses him, and thankfully, it bounces to OG Anunoby. And then an inbound where you throw it ahead of Hart, and he slips and almost doesn't go get it. Like, you've got to make it harder on them. I totally agree. Look, you could talk about not having Mitchell Robinson on the floor. You could talk about going back to Brunson, where he's got five fouls on him, so his defensive effort's going to be even worse than it normally is because he's afraid of picking up that foul. You could talk about not using the shot clock all the way down. You could talk about a lot of things that happened in that game that you could lead to coaching. That play is the one I don't understand. I can make a case like, oh, you shouldn't have put Brunson back on the floor. How do you, I'm going to kill the coach putting out the best player back on the team? Like, that's crazy. I can't kill the coach putting Brunson back out there. I can't. What if they blow the game while Brunson's on the bench? We're going to scream, how do you have Brunson on the bench? Like, it doesn't, I can't do that. You know, Brunson should have dribbled the ball out and not thrown it to OG Anunoby. It looked like they were panicking to get rid of the ball so they wouldn't get fouled because they wanted the clock to run. And he made a pass he shouldn't have made. He should have just dribbled the ball out. Like, yeah, but that foul can't happen with only 5 seconds off of the shot clock. I agree, but all of that can be sort of excused on execution. All of that can kind of be half between him and the players, but how there's not someone on the inbounder and how they look so confused to allow a dunk in that situation. And the two-minute report reported that it should have been a foul on the dunk, no less. So that's the moment I pointed to it, Tibbs. Now, do I think Rick Carlisle's a better head coach? I would say yes, I guess. He's won a championship, sure. Do I think he's far better and is going to embarrass Tibbs in this series or that it's some sort of major advantage to the Pacers? I don't know. I think that's probably a stretch. I think Tibbs is a good head coach. But yeah, these in-game situations, I would give it to Rick Carlisle. But I'm not ready to deem that some sort of mismatch where, you know, everything else has to be better because the coaching department is going to be, you know, hands down in the Pacers' direction. Let's go to Eric and Ronkonkoma. What's up, Eric?
Hey, C-Man. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before I get to my Soto point, sounds like you had a very interesting day yesterday, so I got to ask you this.
I did. I'm picking up my garbage all off the floor, chicken bones and everything after the bear went through it, and then, yes, a deer gave birth in my backyard.
Yeah, so I got to know, did it in any way resemble the rhino scene from When Nature Calls?
Yes, I thought it was going to be Jim Carrey. No, honestly, no. Honestly, there was kind of just feet hanging out until the whole thing popped out. Like, it was kind of just feet for a while, and I was concerned that we were having an issue. I didn't know how long it takes, but I'm like, I don't know if this is going to happen.
Yeah, because they do it themselves. They don't need. They don't generally need.
No, the deer midwife didn't come around. No, I didn't. There wasn't a nurse trailing behind her with towels and hot water. So I wasn't. I assumed they were going to do it by themselves, and I thought the husband wasn't there too. Where the hell was he? Probably, you know, focused on the Knick game tonight.
Smoking a cigar somewhere. Yeah,
handing out cigars. Yeah, I don't know where he was. Right. But she was all by herself, and it was just feet for about 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden it just came falling out.
Right. I mean, I got to say that must have been somewhat cool to watch. But
it was. But look, it was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, you know, as far as Soto, I mean, look, we're all trying to play, to a certain extent, armchair psychologist as to what's going on. And I mean, look, I'm a Met fan. I'd like to see him get going too, you know, for an extended run and everything. Some of these theories are kind of strange, you know, that people are coming up with. And you know, there might be some merit to some of them. There might not be. I mean, for all we know, you know, he could be mourning somebody from that horrific nightclub accident down in the Dominican that we don't know. I mean,
I got a call about that like a month ago, before the struggles and everything really have become a major topic. A guy called me and said that. I feel like that would have come out if it was someone really close. Not that Juan Soto would be looking to air that publicly to get for sympathy, but I just feel like that would have been, you know, something that probably gets come out, but no. You're right.
I'm just trying to say it could be anything, really, you know.
Yes.
But the thing that shocked me the most recently was that, you know, and it was brought up a short time ago, was that that at bat the other day where he was just up there for three straight pitches down the middle.
Yep.
And didn't even swing. I mean, I watched that and I'm like, wow. I mean, that just
he's just completely
to me seemed. yeah, he was really, you know, at that point you're like, okay, there is clearly something going on there. What it is, I have no idea, and hopefully, you know, if he needs an intervention from, you know, hopefully they're giving it to him or they recognize that or whatever it is.
Yeah, apparently Marte has kind of been in his ear trying to get him comfortable. Look, I don't know what it is, Eric, and thank you for the call. I've kind of been speculating a little bit that it's just not necessarily that it's the Mets. I want to make this clear. But he's been chasing this for 6 years. He's turned down hundreds of millions of dollars from the Nationals a couple years ago. He's been, you know, not necessarily just only waiting. He's trying to win championships, and he had a blast playing with the Yankees. That's kind of obvious. But he's been waiting for this contract, and he's been bouncing around. He was with San Diego. He's with New York. And he was waiting for this offseason to make that decision. I'm sure I would be looking forward to it, having teams wine and dine me and offer me the biggest contract in professional sports. And Scott Boras has been telling him that for years, that that's what he's going to get. That's why he's turning down the numbers in Washington. And for years, it's been leading up to that moment. And then all of a sudden, he shows up and, like, there is no next team. There is no next contract. He's just here for 15 years. And suddenly it's kind of just this idea of not necessarily that there's no more motivation because I've made my money, but just sort of an idea of like, wow, I guess this is, I better like it here. I better make sure this is I hope, is this good enough? Because this is it. Like, there's just that feeling of, well, now this is the place and I don't have a decision to make. I don't have another spot to get a feel for what this place is like. It's just, I'm married to this place for the next 15 years and there's a natural, maybe just, let down? I don't know. But that's a speculation, too. I have no idea. What I do know is how he obviously, it struggles and it's body language, and he does look unhappy. I'm not even saying he is. I have no idea. It could just be he's in a slump and he's, you know, disappointed in himself. But that's what he looks, just disappointed, sad, melancholy, morose, whatever you want to say. That's what he looks like. And it's certainly not a Yankee narrative. That does ball. I don't get hung up on that stuff. But, yeah. Tommy and his stupid video. KFC of Barstool and his stupid video. Blaming Yankee fans for this narrative. Like, the idea that he looks sad is a Yankee fan's fault? You know it. You know it. Met fans, you know it. He just does. I'm not even saying why it is, but you know it. Bernadette! What's up, Bernadette?
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? This is so weird that I don't have to hang up on you in 10 seconds. I feel very weird about this.
You know what? I was going to call, and I'm looking at the clock, and I'm like, I'm going to get the music, so I'm not going to call. So I forgot that you were on until 6 today.
I'm on until 6 but today. I'm surprised you didn't. You, like, how could you forget that?
Well... I have other things on my mind. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to congratulate you, first of all, on your baby deer in your backyard.
Yes.
And your son's communion.
Oh, thank you very much.
Regarding Juan Soto, I just think that maybe he needs to, you know, talk to someone and maybe try to figure out what's in his head about what's happening and why he is, like, going up there. And he looks like he is just so depressed and like you said, melancholy, that he just doesn't get this bat off his shoulder. He reminds me of like Beltran, that one at bat that he had a couple of years ago where he didn't move.
Yeah.
And I felt horrible. I really did. I felt horrible for him, you know, because look, the man's got the world by the bananas.
You know what? The short hairs.
Yes. The bananas. And, you know, he's got everything to look forward to. You know, he should be happy.
I get you, Bernadette, and thank you for the call. I got a break. I'm getting the break sign. I apologize. And I felt like if I didn't hang up on you on some level, we wouldn't have a continuation of our relationship. But, yeah, I mean, your reminds of Beltran taking the strike against Wainwright? Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit of a different situation. I don't think it was because Beltran was sad. I just think Beltran got fooled by one of the best curveballs of his generation. I mean, that's... But I like that comparison. Anytime someone takes a strike three, that's it. That's what it gets compared to. The most famous strike three looking of all time.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
All right, 5:32. McMonagle here with you on this Summer Friday, the boys of summer. They get kicked off in about a half hour, live from Belmar, New Jersey, down at DJ's for the annual kick off the summer party. They'll get you going down there at 6. Should be fun. Hopefully the weather holds up, gets a little bit warmer. Have a little fun. Let's go. We've made it to Memorial Day weekend. We've made it. Pools start opening up. Summer kicks off. Should be fun. 888-808-1019. And maybe it'll be remembered this time of year for the first ever Olympic-style event to feature performance-enhancing drug use. A company called, I believe they're called Enhanced Games, or they want to start the Enhanced Games, is an idea to have an Olympic-style event. ESPN just put up a story. Marco showed it to me. They want to do an Olympic-style event where the athletes are allowed, and even more so encouraged, to use performance-enhancing drugs like steroids and human growth hormones or whatever, and compete in these events with steroids. They're interested in pushing the envelope on what the human body is capable of. I got to tell you, If everybody's doing it and we know it going in and it's done with doctors and they're willing to take the risk, it's not a crazy idea to see how fast you could run, how far we can jump, how fast we can swim. I mean, I guess the argument is people are going to watch it and kids are going to be more influenced on using it because they'll break world records maybe or something like that. I don't know, but I'm not totally uninterested in how far we could push the human body if we could find a healthy way to do it, but I don't think that's going to be. I don't know how many people are going to like that idea. Human steroids allowed. Now, look, we don't care if we make shoes that can help you run faster or anything else that helps you run faster or do things faster. Why not take performance-enhancing drugs and see what it does for you? Let's just a little bit. Just dip your toe in the water. Let's see what we got. They're looking to do it next May. We'll see if that happens. Pushing the envelope on the human body. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Maybe that's what May will be known for from now on. The Olympic events where everybody's juiced up. Let's get back to the calls. Man, you can't mention Juan Soto. You just can't do it. Everybody wants to talk Juan Soto. Brian in Milburn. What's up, Brian?
How you doing? I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of yours, right, Chris? I listen to you while I get dressed in the morning.
Here comes the butt.
No. But I can't get a chance to call you by the time I get to the call. You're off the air, bro.
Yes.
That's it.
It's glad to hear you. I know, 5:35. How about this? I know if you're for the rest of you, if you were expecting to hear Al and Jerry and the warm-up show, don't worry. I'm not filling in. They're next. They're coming up at 6 a.m. live from Belmar, New Jersey.
Okay. Now, as far as about what's going on with bro, Juan Soto, and be honest with you, bro, to think about it, I think his family made him do that. And he feels some type of way about it. Because think about it. The Yankees, you chose the Mets over the Yankees. Are you serious, bro? No, listen. We Yankee fans, bro. It's PK. What athlete, besides the relaxing of the mustache and stuff, would choose the Mets over the Yankees for what? $5 million more? Because he knew in his heart he couldn't get the same thing, the amenities and stuff, with Judge and Cole, the best players on the team, not getting that for their family. Mm-hmm. So now he chose that. He's miserable. Because he knew for a fact he wanted to be a Yankee. We all know that.
Yeah.
Hey, I know. Kay
flat out said that's what people told him, that he wanted to be a Yankee, and his family kind of insisted he be a Met, maybe because of the perks and everything like that, maybe. It is more because of the perks. It is more money than $5 million. There's incentives in the contracts. I'm not sure if the Yankees were willing to put in, but I think that's a leap, man. I'm trying to be honest. I'm trying to be fair. Something's definitely up with him. I think that's a little unfair to say he's miserable because he's a Met. And as much as I sort of agree with your statement about picking the Yankees over the Mets or vice versa, I think it's unfair to look at where they are in the moment, and even if they have the richest owner, and even if they have a GM who can build a rotation out of, you know, gummy bears, I mean, it doesn't matter who they pick up. He builds an excellent rotation, and I would tell you that is a excellent way to have a future of your franchise. If you can not pay for pitching and get excellent pitching and put all of your money into star offensive players, that is as good a plan to move forward in an organization as you can have. It's still... They've done an incredible job. We'll see how long they can keep it up. But I said, I can't question it anymore. It's been incredible what they've done with the starting rotation. But, yeah, I mean, the Yankees have a track record of 30 years being in it. I mean, the Mets haven't put, you know, the Mets, you can count on one hand the times they've had back-to-back playoff seasons. So, and that's not to knock the Mets. I'm just saying that's the case. And we could talk about moving forward and all that. Steve Cohen's been here. The Mets have had the highest payroll in baseball for the last handful of years. They've fallen on their face. They had the second year that they had the highest payroll in baseball, they fell on their face and missed the playoffs and sold off at the deadline. The Yankees haven't done that in 30 years. They couldn't have the highest payroll in baseball twice without falling on their face. Now, is the future bright? You bet your ass it is. They've got a very smart GM. They've got the richest owner. They've got a good farm system that they acquired with moves in that deadline. I think the Mets' future is absolutely bright. But for me, yeah, I would have a tough time saying that any other franchise gives me a better chance to win than the New York Yankees. Outside of the Dodgers and what they're willing to spend right now and the team they put together, I'm sorry. But that doesn't mean that it's impossible for someone to disagree with me. It doesn't mean the Mets don't have a case. And it certainly doesn't mean that that's why he's moping around. I have no idea. But he's moping. Philip in Pearland, Texas. What's up?
Chris, hey.
Hey. What are you doing out in Pearland, Texas?
Enjoying the misery of the Knicks fan.
Oh, that's really not right.
You know, and I used to be a fan too, Chris. I grew up with Frazier and Willis Reed. I'm sorry, but the thing is there, I can understand Tibbs's quandary at the end of the game. You know, he's a defensive-minded coach, and his two alpha dogs, Towns and Brunson, are the worst defenders on the team.
That is
true. So at the end, what does he do at the end of the game? You know, did you see some of the last possessions near the end of the first game where Brunson, he like waves his arm, and then all of a sudden, all four Knicks are in the corner.
Yes.
They looked like they were Uber drivers at an airport ready to be picked up. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I don't know what the hell you mean. Because they're up by 17 points. They're up by 14 points with 2.5 minutes left. You act like they're a bunch of stumbling idiots who couldn't find, you know, their way out of a paper bag. They're winning the game.
They got scared.
Yeah. Pearland, Texas. Get out of here. Thanks for listening on the Odyssey app, though. And you can go back and listen to the entire show if you like. Go back and listen to previous episodes through the chapters on the podcast, and you can get that on any podcast platform that you like. Go back and listen to that call from Pearland, Texas. Look, there are times, and I thought Brunson, despite having a 40-point game, 43-point game to be precise, and getting to the basket and playing well and helping them build that 17-point lead, and quite honestly, they built it without him. I'm not going to tell you he played poorly, but man, at the end of the game, I thought some of the possessions in the overtime, he was looking for fouls instead of looking for buckets or looking for good possessions. I did not like the way he played in the end of the game. I really don't. And defensively, partly because he had five fouls and you're afraid to get that fifth foul, which is part of the reason you could argue to keep him off the floor when you're up that many points and you're just looking for defensive stops. But that doesn't explain a lot of things. Like, Tibbs was working it in and out, offensive possessions, defensive possessions, and they were able to do that with the fouls and the foul shots they were taking. Like, that final possession, he could have had that final inbound play, he could have had anybody on the floor he wanted, and he could have put someone in the face of the inbounder. Instead, he just let them inbound the ball easy. That's my biggest problem from him. Omar in Brooklyn. What's up, Omar? How are we feeling?
How are you? Two things first. A little bit of rumor, like performance enhancing Olympics.
Well, Olympic style. I don't want to make it sound,
Olympic style.
I think they mean like Olympic events. I don't necessarily think it would have anything to do with the Olympics, or it might not even be representing by countries. It would just be like those kind of events to see what the human body would do under those circumstances.
Yeah, well, one thing about it is when they give an advertisement, think about before you drink, right? Think before you drink.
Yes.
And then when they go on the betting, if you have a betting problem, call this number. So on the logo of this Olympic style, they say, think before you choose.
Yes. Right? I mean, that's what it would be, yeah. It would be some sort of, you know, think before you juice. Think before you...
Hey, juices. Think before you juice.
You really like that, don't you?
I like that.
You are cracking yourself up. Think before you juice. You love it.
I was very, when you opened the show today, like I was listening on this, that when they say, like it's a little bit different, like two things. One, the way they lost this game, that they have never been down this playoff series, so now they are down for the first time. Plus, the way they lost the game. Secondly, and their history, that they have never... won a series away after losing the first home game.
Right.
So these are three or four things. So it's a little bit different. I know they are resilient. So I am not sure, the way you are not sure how they're going to behave. But I will feel 100% positive if they come and win today. Then I will be scared because I was willingly and maximum ready that we are going to Indiana 1-1. Yeah. We know that we can sweep one.
100%.
But now this is the game that drives me. And after listening to your Olympics style thing, yeah, I was cracking up. So yeah, my mood is getting better. And maybe we'll get a cheer tonight and we'll be happy for the weekend.
Yeah, that was his half. I love it when people crack themselves up. That's always funny. He really liked that think before you juice thing. Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those weird stories. They're going to encourage their athletes to take performance-enhancing drugs. I wonder who's going to, like, to his point about the commercials, I wonder who's going to sponsor that. I wonder who's going to take the heat of televising that and advertising for that, and because people are not going to be happy that they're advertising taking, you know, that kind of substance, especially, and what it would mean for possibly influencing young kids and young athletes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
You're juggling work, life, and imploding bullpens. We get it. And we got you. New York Sports. No filter. The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right. 5:53. Rapid fire style. Sometimes I mean it, sometimes I don't. Now I mean it because we've only got a few minutes until 6 o'clock. and the warm-up show live from Belmont, New Jersey, down at DJ's for the kickoff, the summer party. Stick with them all day, all morning long, as we welcome you into Memorial Day weekend and, of course, the game tonight. Big Nick game. Let's get to the calls, though. And guess what? Hey, they want to talk Juan Soto. Chris in Cranford. What's up, Chris?
Hey, C-Mac. Love your show.
Thank you, buddy.
Lots of great players have changed teams over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But they remained aggressive in their approach. They embraced the opportunity. Mike Piazza comes to mind. And, I mean, there's many, many others. He started out when he came on that almost this weekend, Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
He started out slow. He went from the Dodgers to the Marlins to the Mets. Started out slow. But he remained aggressive. The difference is Soto's ho-hum attitude, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He has a ho-hum, lack of energy, it's a terrible attitude.
And it's shocking because that is so not what we saw last year. I can just tell you as a Yankee fan who watched every single at bat, ho-hum, lack of energy is not what I saw from Juan Soto. So I can't explain why that's it. I don't disagree with you. I don't understand why it's there. I honestly don't. Mike in Staten Island. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Chris?
What's up, brother?
I think the biggest issue with Soto is it's mostly all coming from Yankee fans, really, still. That's the problem. Like, you think a lot of them are watching Norbit's first home run, the Yankee? No, they're still posting Soto not taking the bat off his shoulders. He looked out for himself. He saw the Mets. He sees what he's doing with the pitching staff. They made Canna into a pitching serviceable pitcher.
Yeah, Griffin Canning. Yeah, not Canna. It's all Yankee fans. That's it. They're fooling. It's not really what you're seeing. You're not watching what you're watching. It's not actually Juan Soto struggling and not swinging at strikes and having, you know, a terrible start and looking all sad and bothered and not hustling to the point where even the manager has to make a point. No, none of that's true. It's Yankee fans posting videos online. Damn Yankee fans. Well, thank you guys for the 5 hours. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Alex on the other side, I appreciate it. It was nice to talk to you in the 5 o'clock hour. Maybe we'll do it again someday. I don't know when, but maybe. Until then, have a great weekend. Have a great holiday. Have a great day at the beach. They're next. Bye-bye.
101.9
FM. Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.